Good morning. Please rise for the processional hymn of O Beautiful for Spacious Skies, number 888. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by our inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The hymn of praise today is number 886. with you. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and for our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Please be seated. The first reading today is Zechariah 9, 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See your king come to you, triumphant and victorious. Is he humble and riding on a donkey or a colt or a foal of a donkey, He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of my blood, of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today, I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord. The psalm is number 145, 8 through 14. Please read with me responsively. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is good to all. All of your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, to make known to all the peoples your mighty deeds. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The Lord upholds all who are falling. The second reading today is from Romans 7, 15 through 25. Bear with me. This is confusing. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But the fact is, no longer I am who do it, with sins that dwell within me, for I know that good does not dwell within me, that is in my flesh. For the desire to do good lies close at hand, not the ability. For I do not do good that I want, but evil. I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my innermost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, within my mind, I am enslaved to the law of God, but with my flesh, I am enslaved to the law of sin. The word of the Lord. The gospel for today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. It is the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But to what I will compare this generation, it is like children sitting in the marketplaces calling to one another, we have played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At the time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and you have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. Please be seated. I'd like to set the scene for this week's gospel text. Last week in the gospel, Jesus had sent his disciples out as missionaries to bring the good news to communities, telling them, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes who had sent me. Some places enthusiastically received their message. Some places ran them out of town. Even John the Baptist, who was in prison, had heard rumors about the stir that Jesus and his disciples were calling. John sent concerned messages to Jesus, who responded by saying, blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. That's where our gospel reading picks up today. Jesus is frustrated. He's upset that people refuse to listen to John the Baptist, refuse to listen to Jesus, refuse to listen to his disciples. Instead of receiving the message, people criticize the messengers, saying John the Baptist was too strict, Jesus is too wild. Jesus compares humanity to spoiled, picky children refusing to play. If he had known the story of Goldilocks and the three bears, he might have compared these people to Goldilocks. Instead of hearing the teaching as it was, they were waiting until it felt just right. They were waiting for it to be comfortable on their terms. We're the same today. We project our expectations onto God and then grow frustrated when he doesn't conform to our demands. We're judging God rather than allowing God to save us. Our gospel today leaves out four verses. They're the very harsh words of condemnation. The gospel writer said, Jesus began to reproach the cities in which his deeds of power had been done because they did not repent. He calls out some of the cities by name. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. And he concludes that it would have been better if they'd have just brought the good news to somebody else. This is not our warm and fuzzy Jesus. This is the table turning over Jesus. The Greek word woe is used throughout the New Testament and is correctly translated as sorrow. It's a cry of frustration and dismay. Jesus is sad. He isn't cursing these cities. He's grieving that they didn't accept his teaching. He wants them to listen and to change. Jesus is bringing good news. He wants good for the communities who are rejecting him. It's uncomfortable to listen to the Jesus when we find that we find confusing or offensive. We'd rather that the gospel message feel just right. We don't want to admit that we've not been listening to God, and change is upsetting, so we're tempted to just avoid it. How often do we refuse his message? We carry burdens of guilt, anxiety, and the desperate need to prove our worth to the world and even to God. We're frantically trying to earn a rest that we will never achieve on our own. It leaves our souls completely exhausted. The same God who offers us reassurance is also calling us to repentance. The same God who offers us comfort calls us to transformation. Jesus knows that his message is hard to hear, and thankfully, he doesn't give up on even the most stubborn people. It's just not his way. So he offers the invitation again. Come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. If you're strong and powerful, intelligent and successful, you might have missed it. But if you're tired and weighed down, lost and afraid, this is good news for you. If you're struggling and hurting or been labeled an outsider, this is good news for you. If you feel like you've failed, this is good news for you. And what good news it is. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, I will give you rest. Now I'm sure most of you know that a yoke is a heavy wooden beam used to bind two oxen together so they can pull. Yokes and hitches are a little different. One pulls from the shoulder and the other from the chest, but they both pull. Now, I have to break in. I do not know this. My father told me this. I know nothing about horses. I just need to make that disclaimer. One pulls from the shoulder and the other from the chest, but they both pull. When people hitch a team, they always place the horses into the traces the same way, because one animal will always pull harder and bring the other along. In fact, hitches are aligned to put the lead animal slightly to the front, allowing the second horse an easier time. No one carries a yoke alone. We are yoked to Christ, who bears it with us. We are yoked to one another, the community of believers. We are yoked to all the faithful witnesses who have come before us. There have been times when life's burdens have left me exhausted. Coming to Sunday services seems to be my last-ditch effort for answers. As I sit here, my father's favorite verse usually comes to mind, "Be still and know that I am God." I'm reminded of the immigrants who struggled in lean-to shanties but chose to build God's house before they built their own. Their efforts afforded me the opportunity to have St. John's as the foundation of my faith. And on those Sundays, I may not hear the lessons or the sermon of the day, but I discover again that I am indeed yoked to those who came before and those who sit here with me today. The rest in Jesus that sustained the homesteaders bringing their burdens to God's house provides me with the same strength. When we cry, "Lord God, help me," if we look to our side, there he is, yoked with us. We are never alone. We are never left behind, not even when we stumble. Jesus is telling us to let him lead so he can carry the weight. We find true rest when we stop relying on our own strength and wisdom and instead lean on the grace of God, who releases us from the exhausting, impossible standard of saving ourselves. Jesus says, don't wait for Goldilocks' gospel message to feel just right. Come as you are, with all your mistakes, shortcomings, and burdens that you bring with you, and put those things down at the feet of Christ. It turns out that the cross that brought death is the way of life. The love of a neighbor that seemed so demanding is rewarding. It turns out that the yoke that somehow was so burdensome is light. And it turns out that the journey of discipleship that seemed hard is filled with joy. Jesus invites us to rest, the kind of soul rest that revives us for the rest of the journey. You're invited to follow the way of Christ. It will change you, and it will also save you over and over again. Amen.
The hymn of the day is number 825.
Thank you.
please rise for the confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's steadfast love for all God has made, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation. God, our unity, your church flourishes in different languages, cultures, and movements. Grant us wisdom to discern when our yokes are too heavy, that we may live and serve in the freedom of your rest. God of grace, God, our life giver, we grieve the pains placed upon our common home through war and neglect. What you have lovingly crafted, guide us to lovingly tend, God of grace. God of comfort, liberate all of our community who are captive to fear, who have become isolated or ill or in any need, especially those we lift up to you in our hearts. God of grace, God, guide that we do not always have the strength to do the good that we wish to. Free us from the cycles of violence that bind us, that all know your liberation. God of grace, God, our home, you model freedom through the love shared across communities of trust and goodwill. As we remember those now gone to eternal rest, we thank you for the gifts of life together. God of grace, grateful for your abundant provisions and trusting in your goodness, we cast all cares upon you through the abundant grace of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. The announcements. I'll be a child for you, Patty.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to David Rupp and Marley Anderson. Happy birthday this week to Joseph Gallegos, Brandon Roth, Jeffrey Galvin, and Jesse Galvin. Happy anniversary this week to Sonny and Mary Galvin. Alder flowers are given to the glory of God in loving celebration of Sean Allen, Macy Winder, and Kristen Winder's baptismal birthday, and in celebration of America's 250th birthday. God bless America. With love, Sid and Marilyn Allen. Are there any other announcements? The offering will be collected at this time.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us that we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And now for the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with gracious grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our closing hymn today is number 890. Birthday America, 250 in one day. There were days I didn't think we'd make it, but here we are. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thank you.
business.